streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
It's an NBA Playoff Wednesday live in Los Angeles. The Herd. Maybe you've heard about us. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Very excited. Hosted by Jersey Mike's. You know The Herd. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. We get fed today. So, it's amazing. There's so many things out there. We're all on our phones all day, right? So, you got to get my attention. And the only way to get my attention, Joy, is with urgency. Things that matter.
Of course.
So, now, last night, I felt it all day. Couldn't wait. Wizards, Celtics, sat down, watch every minute. I was like, all right, here we go. Now I get 2 months NBA playoff stuff. Tonight, Lakers, Warriors play.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. By the way, I had to go 8 hours yesterday without eating because I had a little thing to do with the doctor.
That was a huge challenge for you.
I'm a nibbler. I eat every 45 minutes.
You graze.
I had to go to a fast food place, order it before I went in because I was so hungry. So when I walked out, I could just eat. It's an incredible. I went to Raising Cane's. I'd never been there before.
Ooh,
it was
good
delicious.
For you.
It was delicious.
Oh, God, yes, we know.
Try smelling chicken fingers for 45 minutes in a car, and you can't eat them, and you're starving.
It's torture.
All right, let's start with this. If you didn't watch the game last night, Jason Tatum scored 50. Game was kind of ugly until the third quarter, and, you know, Tatum did what stars do, took the game over. In fairness, Bradley Beal was not 100%, so I don't take much from the game. These are not championship teams. And, you know, listen, I'm going to talk Westbrook. Let's just get it out of the way. I'm going to talk Westbrook. And a lot of people, you know, he didn't play well last night. Oh, no, he didn't play bad last night. That's what you get in 50% of Russell Westbrook playoff games. That's what he is. Go look it up. Comment. He was 6-for-18. His playoff career three-point percentage is 29%. 39% from the field since he left KD. Last night is what he is in the playoffs. He's 32, playing basketball since probably 7-8 years old, maybe younger. He's been playing 25 years. He's got no feel for the game. He's got no feel for the game. I mean, if he was a sports car, he would never downshift. If he was a NASCAR driver, he'd hit every third wall. There's an old saying in football, like, live for another down. Like, Philip Rivers, and I loved him, but Philip Rivers, like, didn't understand that. Like, understand the moment, live for another down. Philip didn't get it. Russell doesn't get it. I mean, but since KD left, Russell Westbrook, folks, he's played 25 playoff games. He's won 7. He averages 5 turnovers a game. He shoots 39% from twos. That includes layups and dunks, and 29% on threes. It's Charlie Brown kicking the football. You guys are always like, well, I mean, he didn't play well last night. This is what he is. This is what he is in the playoffs. It's the same thing. He has no feel for the game. And it really is an advertisement for athleticism has its limitations. You can be incredibly athletic. Michael Jordan, LeBron. But Michael Jordan, LeBron, and Kobe had a great feel for the game. They understood the moment. I mean, look, Michael's the classic example of turn it on, turn it off, step into it, lean out of it. Westbrook's got none of it. So when I hear, well, Westbrook didn't play well last night. No, this is about 50% of his playoff games are 5 turnovers, a bunch of meaningless rebounds. He can't hit a three-pointer, and he shoots under 40% on, like, twos. That's what he is. I mean, it'd be like saying, I mean, Philip Rivers threw 2 interceptions and had a brutal interception late. Yeah, that's pretty much Philip Rivers' career. You can't tell me, oh, I cannot believe Philip Rivers threw a pick late in a big game. Well, that's on you, because that's like half of his big games. He threw a pick and you'd be like, Philip, what are you doing? You started for like 10, 12 years. So people say, oh, you're anti-Westbrook. We've gotten to a point, the media is so soft that if you're honest about players, oh, you're mean. That's what Westbrook's playoff games look like, 1 out of 2. Now, he will light it up at some point in the postseason if they remain. And by the way, the fanboys will race to social media to remind me, but that really wasn't a terrible Westbrook game. It was about half of what you see in the postseason. He's played 25 since he's left KD. He's won 7. That's it. Let me defend Brad Stevens. And I don't know. I mean, you know, we know he's a good coach. Is he a great coach? How many great coaches does the NBA have? I mean, Popovich was great. Kerr seems great. You know, I think Spoelstra is really great, but a lot of good in the NBA, not a lot of great. Phil Jackson was great. Doc Rivers is good. Is he great? I don't know. But we ask our basketball coaches to do a lot more than our football coaches. We're very unfair to basketball coaches. We ask them to do things that we don't ask football coaches to do. And I'll give you an example. So we think of the Celtics as well-run. I mean, this is a profound organization. 15 first-round picks, many of them high picks. They've hit on 2. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. They have hit on 2. And Jason Tatum's a lot better than Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's good, but he's inconsistent. He's not as consistently great as Jason Tatum. So Brad Stevens, this is what, year 7-8 in the rebuild? And they feel like they're a mile from an NBA championship. You see, in the NFL draft, you get 23-year-old men. They've played college football minimum 3, mostly 4, often 5 years. Mostly from big programs. They're well-coached, training tables, elite staff. I mean, Ohio State, Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma. These kids are ready to play. So I understand accumulating draft picks in the NFL. Like, I get that. In the NBA, you get a 19-year-old, sometimes from high school, overseas, G League, or briefly, 1 year of college basketball. Meaning he is not physically close to playing, and frankly, who at 19 is ready to play in a professional league? I wouldn't have been. I was pulling fire extinguishers in high school hallways. Give me a break. In the NBA, we want our coaches to be developers. The hell? You don't have 4 years to develop people. You get fired. I mean, Boston is an organization without chaos. Danny Ainge been there a long time. Brad Stevens a long time. It took Jaylen Brown, one of the 15 first-round picks that that worked 4 years to pop. Can you imagine Urban Meyer having to wait for 4 years until Trevor Lawrence could go 25 of 32 with three touchdowns and no picks? He'd be out of job. He'd be fired. We ask our NBA coaches to be 48% coach, you know, 12% babysitter, you know, 36% developer of talent. We don't ask our NFL coaches that. You hire an NFL coach, you go draft. I mean, what you'll see with a lot of NFL general managers, they like drafting players from Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma, the big dogs. Why? Because those are like NFL training tables in college, NFL facilities, NFL weight programs. I mean, those kids are ready to play when they get there. Coach doesn't have to babysit them. These NBA kids can't even drink at the bar. They can't drink at the bar at the Ritz-Carlton they stay in. And so, and by the way, so 15 first-round picks Brad Stevens has had to deal with, all of them, and two have made it. But that's a big ask. That is a big ask for these coaches. I'm watching last night. The minute Jason Tatum is off the floor, Boston is painfully untalented. Marcus Smart's one of their best players. He can't shoot. They're painfully untalented. So I just think, you know, we ask NBA coaches to do things we do not ask NFL coaches to do. 15 draft picks, most of them great first-round picks high, hit on two. But we've asked Brad Stevens, you got to develop them. I mean, you wonder why it's a turnstile in the NBA for coaches. We're asking them to do things we don't ask football coaches to do. I mean, good God, even the way the contracts are set up, you could cut Tom Brady tomorrow. You just have a cap hit. You can cut anybody anytime you want. So in the NBA, you got to make sure you get along with a star. I mean, Brad Stevens, great coach. Kyrie, flaky Kyrie comes in. It doesn't work. I mean, Kyrie bailed on LeBron. He thinks the earth is flat. He doesn't work with Brad Stevens. Do we blame Kyrie? No, we blame Brad Stevens. In the NFL, at least the coach is like Antonio Brown's a little off. We blame him. In the NBA, Brad Stevens wins everywhere, has a bad year with Kyrie. Kyrie has a history of like just taking sabbaticals midseason, and we're like, ah, it's Kyrie's great. Brad Stevens can't coach. You know, we are tough on NBA coaches. And I'm watching Boston last night. You couldn't take Jason Tatum off the floor. It was like a bad YMCA afternoon. So I don't think either of these teams are championship teams, but before we got everybody run out of town, take a deep breath. I mean, I was telling my staff this morning, is on my staff here, this is nobody's first job. Joy Taylor had done radio in Miami for years, and she was on another show at a network, and then Joy comes in. And my staff, people have worked in New York, L.A. We used to have a writer for Kimmel, The Onion. It's nobody's first job. If I was an NBA coach, I'd have a staff as my first job. Oh, can you go down? No, I can't go. I can't even walk through the bar at the hotel. I mean, but the show would be, I mean, it would be a mess. I'd forget content. I'd be teaching people how to do a show. I mean, Brad Stevens is literally spending his time throughout the last 7 years teaching people how to play professional basketball. That's hard. You're not teaching Alabama guys how to play pro football. They just had Nick Saban. You're not teaching guys out of Clemson and Oklahoma how to play pro football.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
What is interesting here, professional sports bettors, the Lakers are a real popular team, so fans generally bet on favorites. They bet Peyton Manning. They bet Brady. They bet the Yankees. That's what fans do. Professional bettors often fade the favorites if they think they're overvalued. So the line came out for tonight's game, Lakers by 7 at home. Now it's down to, it was at one point down to 4.5. That tells you professional bettors are fading the Lakers big. Why would that be? A lot of it's Anthony Davis's injuries. I mean, we know LeBron's going to be there and be LeBron. Like, he won't be 100%, but LeBron's going to be fine. I think a lot of this comes down to Anthony Davis. And here's the thing about athletes is how you age as a pro athlete will tell me how committed you were as a young athlete. And Anthony Davis, to me, feels a little bit like Carmelo Anthony. God gave him gifts he gives almost nobody. But by like 33 years old, Melo was in the same draft class as LeBron. By 33 in Oklahoma City, he was a role player. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's a role player. There was no grind to Carmelo Anthony. From what I've heard from two sources, Anthony Davis is a lot closer to Big Ben than he is Tom Brady. And he's only 28 years old, and his body is falling apart. Remember the game Operation as a kid? Everybody played that game, the little shock thing you'd play, Operation. We ran out of room today with Anthony Davis. He's 28 years old. He has fallen apart. And by the way, this is a very crucial year for the Lakers, and I'll tell you why. Not only is LeBron getting older, not only is increasingly Anthony Davis's body, he can't get through 2 weeks, but Jamal Murray's out this year for Denver. They're not a championship team. Phoenix is probably 1 year away from going from bad to good to title team. Dallas, Luka's going to develop. The story is they're going to go big in free agency and get him a second star. Golden State, Klay Thompson returns. So The time is now for the Lakers. Okay, they don't have a long runway on this thing. Like, LeBron now is dealing with injuries. I don't think he'll have as many next year. The condensed schedule has not been an ally of LeBron James. But, you know, how you treat your body young is how it deteriorates quickly. I mean, Anthony Davis is 28, man. He can't stay healthy. This is not – and bigs, they get hurt early. They get hurt often. So I think it has to be discouraging for LeBron, as I've said. Because LeBron and AD fit well together, and AD's an incredibly likable player, and I think LeBron mostly gets along with virtually anybody. I mean, J.R. Smith was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and LeBron James put his arms around him, and they got along fine. Kyrie Irving, for a couple years, they got along fine. But I think it's discouraging because this was the year off the championship into a condensed schedule. LeBron was going to scale back a little. Here's a baton. And AD was not in shape. He came into camp. He was not ready to play. And now he's falling apart. And I do think LeBron's not going to go public with it. I think it's discouraging. And LeBron knows clock's running out. Don't have forever. Schroeder's going to leave. They're not going to re-sign him. Anthony Davis is here for the long term. Andre Drummond's leaving. LeBron's going to have to go big free agent market. Steph's got a year more in Golden State. You can't get him right now. So this is going to be very interesting to watch this. If Anthony Davis goes down with an injury in the next 2 weeks, like the LeBron stuff, it's over. Like, there's just no – LeBron's tied to him now. You know, I think he would never say it publicly, but I see a Big Ben thing here. Some guys age great. Melo did not. Big Ben has not. I worry if AD goes down in these playoffs, AD does not. What you put in, you get out later in life with your body as a pro athlete.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
I always appreciate people who can keep a secret, which is virtually nobody today. Secure people can keep a secret. They don't have to rush out and tell everybody they know everything. It's like, if you can keep a secret, you're secure in yourself. And I know it's hard. Like, it's nice to have something nobody else has. Oh, I got information. Like, I share it with people. I get it. I've done that before. I get it. The 49ers are amazing. They literally fooled everybody. Like, Adam Schefter. It's Mac Jones. That's who they're taking. And Schefter had a great relationship with the Shanahans because he covered them in Denver. They fooled everybody, took Trey Lance. So John Lynch comes on our show yesterday. And this is incredible. This is how tight, how covert the Trey Lance pick was.
What Kyle and I did was kind of keep it between us in an effort to give the process the due that it deserved. Fairly early on, Kyle and I had zeroed in on Trey. We wanted to hear people's real opinions. But ultimately, we told our owner the week of. We told the people in the draft room, I think when the second pick was on the board, that that's who we were taking.
Wow.
We wanted to see it all the way through. And at the end, it was really the motivation was to let Trey hear it for the first time from us, from no one else, because I think that's a great surprise that he'll have with him the rest of his life.
That is impressive. Jimmy Garoppolo trade, no leaks. Trent Williams, no leaks. Pursued Brady, no leaks. Trade up to number three, no leaks. Getting Trey Lance, no leaks. But I have a theory on this, my conspiracy theory. Just a little one, tiny one. So why did all the best reporters all go to Mac Jones? Well, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch don't want to burn bridges with media, right? Big name media people. But Mike Shanahan's retired, the legendary coach. And Mike still talks to all the guys that covered him forever, right? So they used Dad as cover. And Dad, they call Mike Shanahan. He's like, boy, I'm hearing they love Mac Jones. Who cares if he burns a bridge? Mike's just, and then Mike can always say, well, Kyle told me they lie. But Kyle and Lynch stayed away from the media, wouldn't talk. Maybe Mike just threw some breadcrumbs out there and the crows, the media crows, circled, hovered, and then attacked. I don't know if it's right. I'm just saying, for all the media guys, men and women, to jump on Mac Jones, that's information.
I mean, I was in shock that they took Trey Lance.
But let's give out an award. We don't do this very often.
Yes.
Literally no front office is better. And these have been big moves. Garoppolo from Belichick, no leaks. Up to three, no leaks. Pursued Brady, no leaks. We found out about that later. Trent Williams, left tackle, no leaks. We're gonna create an award. We're going to create a new product on our show. It will be given... We're going to call it, you've heard of Flex Seal?
Oh, yeah, that you like keep the boat afloat with?
No leaks. This is our new product on the herd given to teams that don't leak anything. San Fran Seal. NFL secrets in a can. It stops leaks fast. The quietest front office in the National Football League. You put on San Francisco Seal, nothing leaks. Because it is hard to keep a small secret, a medium-sized secret. This stuff is in, and San Francisco's a big city. You got multiple papers, multiple talk radio.
Isn't that a good feeling, though, like knowing somebody has a secret for you and they're definitely not going to say anything?
Do you have a big secret in your life? I got one right now.
Oh, right now?
Major.
I could probably pry it out of you.
It's major, could change a lot of things. And I use San Francisco Seal. Not saying a word.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
There's no more LeBrons. That's it. This is it. So, like, there's never going to be a Brady. It ain't happening again. So, just think about LeBron James. Is when he's made the playoffs, 9 straight times he's made the finals. Does everybody understand? 3 different teams, different teammates, flaky teammates, bunch of coaches, GMs, good owners, terrible owners. And I was just thinking that you got to appreciate it. And I was thinking about, as we get into the NBA playoffs, the 4 or 5 or 6 star players in this league. And not all of them I like, or Juan is my number one guy. But the two big stars in America right now are NBA star and quarterback. Ryan Russillo just said that. That's the world we live in now. NBA stars and quarterbacks in America are royalty. And they all have, like, somebody in their other sport that is them. Like, for instance, LeBron is Tom Brady. The standard. Uniquely committed. Is beating Father Time. It makes no sense. Tremendous teammate. Motivating. Elevating. Makes everybody he plays with better. Selfless over selfish. LeBron and Brady. KD to me, and he's an all-time great, is Aaron Rodgers. Offensively, a freak. 7-footer is the best shooter in basketball. I mean, does Aaron Rodgers ever not throw off his back foot? And yet he's brilliantly accurate. They play different. Listen, they can take shots at the media. They're very socially media deft. They're aware of it. They don't get along with their team all the time. They don't get along with teammates all the time. They've got a few injuries piling up. It does concern you about their legacy. But these are people that are literally outliers. They play different. They are different. Both a little finicky. Both a little passive-aggressive. Mahomes and Steph. Joyful. Playful. Flashy. Fun. No question. Have changed the game. When you draft a quarterback now, you're like, well, does he match it with Mahomes? Steph has changed basketball. Not as good as Michael, changed it more than Michael. They landed in the perfect spot. I mean, Golden State, what a perfect place to go. By the way, Kansas City, Andy Reid, all those stars. Very fun, youthful, playful game. Westbrook, who drives me nuts, and Cam Newton, who drives me nuts. All-time athletes, both MVPs, been to the finals, don't win enough. Both struggle with accuracy. Both have sort of a fashion vibe that is spectacular to people in their sport. They're both very unique. I mean, Cam's a power running quarterback. And Westbrook's the best rebounder as a guard ever. And their games are very different. To me, though, the game has moved away from both a little bit. They haven't aged gracefully. Russell Wilson is Dame. Damian Lillard, both kind of buried in the Pacific Northwest. Neither ever changes their expression. Win, lose, or draw. It's the same emotional state, same face. Not ideal size. Both kind of came out of nowhere. Russell Wilson had to transfer to Wisconsin. Dame was at Weber State. Both are also known for something out of basketball. Dame's probably the league's best, like, rapper. Sierra, you know, star, marries Russell Wilson. Both are incredible leaders, and both are almost better under pressure. actually, they love pressure. They're great in it. They're one of those guys where, like, their heartbeat doesn't raise as they take the race car around the corner at 200 miles an hour. And that's very unique even for greats. Giannis is Lamar Jackson, which is great with a lead, not as great trailing. They have a specific style. Both MVPs, both great. Neither feels like the face of a league. They were MVPs very early. Both we have real questions with today about postseason success. Total one of ones. Unique style. Never been anything even close to Lamar Jackson. And Giannis is, what's his comp? There really isn't one. I mean, Embiid is kind of Shaq. Dame is kind of Steph. There is no other, there's no comp for Giannis. Big Ben, to me, is a little Anthony Davis. God gave them great talent. Not exactly grinders in the offseason. Haven't been totally committed to working on their body, and injuries start piling up at a very young age. Both have a title. Both are better, I believe, as Robin than a Batman. I think Anthony Davis is great as LeBron's too. I think Big Ben was great. When the Steelers defense ran the show, he came in, handed off a lot, 24 of 25 throws. Now they're having him throwing 60 times. He's over his skis. Everybody's got a little bit of somebody, the stars, that they play like. And I think we should appreciate LeBron James because there's never going to be another LeBron James.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
It is interesting. So the Clippers are, I think, one of the real fascinating teams in the NBA. Now, we all know there's these contracts. So most of these NBA teams, when they lose, they can't just blow stuff up. I mean, Milwaukee may fire their coach, but they're not going to blow stuff up. We know the Lakers, Dennis Schroeder's probably not coming back. He's going to be too expensive. Andre Drummond's probably not coming back. The team that's fascinating to me is the Clippers. And it's really interesting. This Clipper experiment, if they get knocked out before the conference finals, they're making big moves. Number one, Steve Ballmer owns the team. He's not a patient man. Number two, Kawhi's not exactly loyal. And so players show you who they are. Believe them. Same with people. And Jimmy Butler, Chris Paul, Steph Curry, LeBron. The reason they're all great players, they're great athletes, but they're great leaders, and they're all very, very verbal. This is the dilemma you get with Kawhi Leonard. He's nonverbal. He's non-communicative. You don't know when he's going to play. He missed 20 games this year. He doesn't talk a lot. He's a little odd, but yet they've made him the star. So they're not going to get rid of him, although he is a free agent. If he wanted to join Jimmy Butler, they would probably dominate the East for the next several years. So it's the playoffs interesting. If Brooklyn with three stars wins, does a guy like Kawhi look at that, who'll be a free agent, and go, I can't even trust my second guy, Paul George. Why not just go join Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo? So I think if Brooklyn wins, I do think there's going to be guys that look around and go, what's the point? Let's just go join the stars. I don't think Kawhi leaves. I think Southern California, born and bred, I think he wants to be here. But if Paul George struggles again in the playoffs, they are blowing this thing up. They don't have to win the championship, but Paul George struggles and they're out before the conference finals. It's going to be a whole different looking team next year. And so it is interesting when you get a franchise player, personality is important. And I've said this before. It's why I wasn't into Johnny Manziel. It's why I've been critical of Cam Newton. You become the personality of your team. And if you have a cool, calm, collected star, the team feeds off that. Portland feeds off Dame Lillard. They're a pretty good team in crisis. Chris Paul's teams tend to be better defensive teams late in games because that's what Chris Paul is. It is hard to build around Kawhi. He is so unique and so different and nonverbal, and he got his own trainer, may miss 20 games. And so I don't know if this thing's going to work. I really don't know if it's going to work. But you know, it like Jimmy Butler didn't work in two spots, but he's so intense and committed. He worked in Miami because Spoelstra's committed and Riley's committed and Bam Adebayo's committed. The culture in Miami is, yeah, we know it's a pretty city. We're into basketball, two-hour practices. So Kawhi worked for a year in Toronto. He worked for a couple in San Antonio. Right now, you weigh in on the Clipper thing. I don't know. Does it work? I don't know. I don't know if it does work. And so I think the Clippers are asking the same thing. We're not going to get rid of him, but we gotta find either a Batman or a Robin, because if they get bounced early, then the Kawhi thing as your leader is not working. In a city with the Lakers, who could win their second championship in 2 years. And don't kid yourself. The Mets hate when the Yankees win. The White Sox hate when the Cubs win. The Clippers hate when the Lakers win. Like that, there's a big difference. I always said, big difference between your brother's more successful than you and he lives next door and he's more successful than you. Lakers, Clippers share the same building. So if the Lakers excel and the Clippers are out quick, kabloom. I mean, I'd blow this thing up and I can't wait to watch.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Tim Grover was legendary for Michael as Michael Jordan's trainer. He is now Russell Wilson of the Seahawks trainer. And Russell is in a small group of completely committed athletes physically. LeBron, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, the great Michael Jordan. He's got a new book out called Winning, the 13 Crucial Principles for Achieving Unbeatable Performance. Smart guy, fascinating. Tim Grover, CEO of Attack Athletics, joins us live. So we were talking during the break about, I asked you if when you were training Michael Jordan, did you train anybody else? And you gave me a funny answer. Tell our audience.
Well, Michael always said, he goes, hey, I don't pay Grover to train me. I pay him not to train anybody else. So there's your answer.
That is so Michael. You know,
it is.
It really is. You know, the thing about Michael that's amazing, Michael, I said this during the break, Michael played hard. He hit the floor. I remember watching him play with my high school coach at the time. And he said, that's not going to last. You can't play like Michael Jordan. You can't go up against 7 foot, 275-pound guys. And it's like he did last. He had one injury early in his career. Was it genetics? Was it the work ethic? I mean, how do you explain Michael?
It's all of those things. But see, what I did was I studied his game. And the things I trained him on was like, all right, Michael, you are falling a lot. Let's teach you how to fall correctly. Because there is correct ways to fall. All right, and when you do hit the paint, all right, there's areas that are more susceptible to injuries, you know, your wrists, different areas in your back, and so forth. So we emphasize those areas where we knew the impact was going to be. Now, could we ever prevent and guarantee that he wasn't going to get injured? No, but we mimicked the training the way he played. And when you do that, it really helps minimize what you're trying to do.
It is interesting. I read a story one time about Michael. He could play like 72 rounds of golf in the humidity. You know, minor league baseball, he would go out and put one of those like tarpy things on, those jackets that create and induce sweat, and sitting there in the southern sun for 3 hours and do batting practice. Were there ever times that you, because you trained Michael for baseball and football, was there ever
Yes.
a time with Michael that you said, Michael, take a day off, let your body heal?
Yeah, you know what? We were very in tune with that. And with these great athletes, it's not about the go, go, go. A lot of times it's about the stop. It's about, hey, you've done enough, take a break, go relax, go play golf, do whatever you need to do. And they have to. So taking a break actually becomes competitive for them. So you just can't tell them to shut it off. You just can't tell them to unwind. These are true winners. They like to be wound up. So you have to figure out a way for them to relax, but that's still competitive for them.
Listen, Carmelo Anthony was in LeBron's draft class, and by 33, he was a role player. And it was pretty well documented that he was not a grinder. Big Ben has not aged as gracefully as Brady. Legendarily not a grinder in the offseason. Anthony
right.
Davis came into this year for the Lakers, and Anthony Davis was not in shape. He had to play himself into shape. And so that can be very dangerous because it's so fast
yes.
at the NBA level. So when a Michael or a Russell Wilson, when they first day of training camp, Tim, take me there. Do you want them in their best shape or do you want them to have to play about 8 to 10% into game shape?
Colin, you said it perfectly. We don't want them at their peak condition, but we want them close enough to it where if they need to dial it up, they're ready to dial it up. So I've always had all my athletes report into training camp well into above 90% of being ready. You're not going to use, you don't use training camp. You don't use those other things. You don't use OTAs. You don't use preseason games to get into shape. You use that to work on your timing. You use that to work on your game. You do not use that time to get into shape. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, I call it the championship hangover. And I've had clients that have had this hangover for the 12 years now, where they've won that championship and they still have that hangover about celebrating and not doing the things that are quickly as quick. Once you win that championship, you got to come back better. So in order to come back better, you have to actually take off less time, because if you come back the same player, you're not going to win that championship again.
You know, it's the Brady thing. It's hard to get your hands around it.
Unbelievable.
Is it pliability? Like, for him, being yoked isn't really essential. Do you
no.
Like, for a football player that you've trained, and Michael, is the training different in terms of weight, volume, repetition?
It's totally different. You know, even when Michael's training for baseball was different than for basketball, and now Russell's training is completely different than what I did for Michael, what I did for Kobe, what I did for Wade, and all the basketball players that I work with. Different muscles, different movement patterns, different recovery, different intensities, different volumes. Thing, it's all different. The areas that are injured more are a lot different. I mean, if you think about a football player, their maximum effort output is for what, 5 seconds during the play?
Right.
Yeah, it's for about 5 seconds. So you have to make that adjustment in the volume of the person's training, how intense the training is. And, you know, in basketball, it's completely different. You know, the rest interval or the maximum output is a lot longer. There's a lot more jumping in basketball. And in football, there's a lot more cutting. There's a lot more planting. There's a lot more head movement. So you have to adjust the training programs completely different. Now, the foundation may be the same. You know, you have foundation principle exercises that you want everybody to do to prevent injuries, so they can have that longevity, so they can have that power outburst. Even Tom Brady said earlier, I think it was last year, a couple of years ago, that he had to incorporate some more weight training into his training regimen. Because as you get older, listen, the muscles do tend to atrophy a little faster. They do tend to get weaker. So adjustments are constantly made, not even from year to year. It could be from game to game.
So here's something my wife and I argue about. She went vegan mostly. She'll have fish once in a while. And I'm like, honey, I look around the pro athletes, not a lot of vegan athletes. I'm like, I'm not saying I'm going to sit around and eat steak all day, but I like last night I had chicken fajitas. I like my chicken. I like my fish. I grew up on the beach. What do you make when you hear, vegan, part of me, I don't want to sound like an old guy, but part of me is like, is it really bad to have a piece of fish?
No, it's not bad at all. I mean, listen, the omega-3s, the omega-6 you get from fishes, the anti-inflammatory properties that you get, the things that red meat does for you, the things that chicken does for you. Like, obviously, I always go, what works for the athlete? You know, you can't take what somebody else does and say, hey, because they became a vegan, it's going to work for me. Now, as you get older, you know, it becomes more difficult to digest food. So there might have to be a little transition. But if a person is playing extremely well and this is their nutritional intake, go do it. Just go do it. Find out what works for you, because winning is different for all of us. It's different for all of us.
So you spent 15 years as Michael's trainer, and I've said this before. He had a fondness for Portland because Nike was based in Beaverton, so he was in Portland a lot, and I worked there for years. Yes. And his last game against the Blazers, he was for the Wizards, and he was the best player on the floor. And in Portland, always loved him. I mean, it was not like Detroit or Cleveland. Portland loved Michael Jordan. They loved him.
Sure.
They almost felt like he was theirs because he was in Portland all the time. And I remember that last game. But take me to the time. So Michael is, there's young Michael, there's championship Michael, there's baseball Michael, there's championship Michael, then there's retiring in the Wizards. When you, at the very, take me to the last year you train Michael Jordan. Were there things that you noticed like, oh, Michael can't do that anymore, let's do this? Like, was he not as superhuman at the very end?
Oh, definitely. You know, listen, Michael wasn't doing all the crazy dunks and so forth. Could he still do some of them? Yes. Did he have the same elevation? Did he have the same first step? No, he didn't. He's just not. All right. So the emphasis was more put on injury prevention. Our goal for that year was for him to play all 82 games and play at a high, and play at the highest level possible. And we did achieve that. Obviously, Michael wanted the playoffs. He wanted to keep going. It just didn't happen. But the training regimen did change. And obviously, you know, people forget he had that injury with that finger with the cigar cutter.
Yeah.
So those things had to be adjusted. It had to be adjusted. And the time that was taken off between retirement and when he was playing again. And then there was also when he was playing in the pickup games. Colin, you've heard this story. You know, there was this injury in a pickup game with him and Ron Artest that set us back quite a bit.
Yeah. You know, it's I see all these guys now. Tim, I swear every night somebody gets hurt in the NBA. And I think to myself, okay, maybe it's the condensed schedule, but, you know, I mean, Michael's playing every other night. And, by the way, the old guys, they were on commercial flights up at 6 in the morning, didn't have guys like Tim Grover, ate like nonsense. And I don't remember all the injuries. Is some of this just guys make so much money now, they don't want to play through any tweak and make it worse. And some of it's just, I'm not going to play tonight, though I could.
Well, you know what? Also, it's funny. When I played in high school and I played in college, the coach decided who got to play. Now it's the trainers and the statisticians and the person that's keeping the log books that decides whether a player is healthy or not. And yes, there is some science behind that. But if you tell a person he's not capable of playing or you plant something in their mind, they're gonna run with that. There has to be some accountability with this thing. And the training regimen, you can't, if you are 6'10", your training program cannot be the same as an individual who's 6'5", who's 6 feet. Your training programs are different. Your levers are different. The way you step is different. Your center of gravity is different. Your angles are different. Those programs have to be unique to those individuals. So if you have a 7-footer who's doing the same program as your point guard, it's not going for one of those individuals, it's not going to work.
Finally, let's talk about me because I'm very important here, Tim. So I'm 57 and I like an occasional cocktail. So as my trainer, as my 1-minute trainer here, is it okay to sometimes have two, or are you going to, because I work out every day, I run 3.5 miles 4 days a week. I'm going to go lift weights today. I do that twice a week. How many cocktails is fine, and how many is Colin get to bed?
Here's a question. Do you drink because you want to or because you have to? That's the first question.
Well, I drink because right. I'm with my wife. She's having wine, and I like to flirt, so I like to have a cocktail and flirt.
So the maximum amount of alcohol, depending on what type of alcohol it is 2 glasses a day.
Maximum.
2 glasses a day.
That's
the maximum output. That's if you're on a workout regimen. If you're on a workout regimen like yourself, if you're not on a workout regimen, it's one.
It sounds very
and then drinking, you know, whether you're drinking wine or you're drinking tequila or you're drinking beer. They're all different.
Sounded like to me, Tim, what you said is if I work out harder, I get two, is what you just told me.
If you work out consistently, I'll let you have two.
And I got that for free. The book is called Winning, The Unforgiving Race to Greatness. Look at that. Man, I love that. All right. You've aged well. Great seeing you again, Tim.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.